What this is here is, by the way, my own stuff.
So we won't, we're not allowed to publish it. It's quick yellow trim. In other words, copyright for that check that's given to
the copyright will be
last summer.
Maybe copyright will be the next year. But meanwhile, not a copyright. But what I'm saying is,
copyright has to be on the first publication.
It's only, it's not a publication.
It doesn't have a
it's a publication.
You know, it's only.
Let's publish it before the jury.
This is the
what I'm saying is like this: that this is only.
It's not
on that mug of the halacha yet. Halacha, but lo lemaisa.
But we have a contract to contract. We have a memo. This is not the actual final contract. This is in preparation.
It's not a contract altogether.
This is the Rashi script?
No, this is my own.
Yeah, this is the ring.
You have
all the
stuff
in there.
Good. Oh, you can't do anything with it. Wow. Okay, that's it. Everybody has
not
even. Okay. Okay. Anyhow, so what I did is I wrote up the kitza, what we learned till now, plus some extra things that are necessary. And I planned in Brina to do it as we go along. Now. So we're not going to do the whole sheet inside, except a couple of things that I want to do inside. Okay? So, I mean, it's good to hazard it over. That in the Klole Dinah de Mechusadina, so we said, which is what we see on Aleph, that when Endam for a double portion, that the Dinah de Mechusadina is by any government, and left after by a king. Yeah? On the bottom, you see a Maramokam, a Chuvas, a Rashba. If you want to look it up, you can bring it up. And then I want to bring my own Raya. Then in Shulchan Aruch, we saw last week, Shin Sam Stesiv Vov, I pointed it out. I went out of my way to point it out. It's written in there, you don't have to. So Shulchan Aruch says there that Dina Machusa Dina is Noik Afilu Melech Yisroel. And I want to time it again, this is my own Raya. That once the Shulchan Aruch passes, that it's written by Melech Yisroel. If you remember that the Ram said that the sound for Dina Mechusadina was because he owns the land and he could be Medarish in his land. By Melech Yisrael, that's certainly not so. So the fact that the Shulchan Aruch passed that he's driven by Melech Yisrael, so that's a right that he's not passing him with the Ram. That he has to be somebody that owns the land. So the Melech comes out to a Poshet Araya that the Tam is the other Tam because everybody accepts his Dinim. And that would be the case by any government that you live under, whether it's a king or whether it's a democracy. And then it's interesting thing to take a look at what it says. This is what I want to do inside on the footnote. Is the lashon is literally as a chelik yutzim and nun beis. Yeah. Okay. So there it says like this: Chen roise the sefer shalos Yeshua oil Yeshua Bambach. The siman yud nisha benogea lechok schirus batim. Seems like they had a law, which I'm sure they have now also such laws, that you can't throw out
rent control.
You're jumping ahead. Not rent control, but that you can't throw out a tenant. When the lease is over, you can't.
Right to renew.
I don't know if that's rent control. You can charge him more, but you can't.
But
you can't throw him out. Anyhow. Yuchle hoitzia dyer. Damim kaloy tazman. So he wants to know in chalas that din of the machusadin. If din of the machusadin applies to such a thing. Reheshiv and he answers shelo chol doesn't apply. Heyos shapit din toyer shaych par the masker. Once the lease is over, so pit din toyer belongs to the masker. Reheshiv v'sem mishum gezel. Therefore, it would be gezel if you were to force the person to keep it. And gezel is din of machusadin. I can't tell you a gezel isn't. Okay, we'll see right there. V'doymer le mashikotef v'shach v'kama mekoymes v'kein hatumim v'simon samiches v'rav gimo v'lambriyon v'gahagav medine l'machusadi. So he's passing this sefer Oil Yeshua, he's passing it clear like the shach, which we'll see later on the shach. We'll see later on the shach inside. The shach is fire against the Ramo that we learned last week. But we'll see that. But he's clearly passing it like the shach and the tumim. that they don't agree that Dina Mechitza Pur applies when anything is connected to Torah. So since Alpid Din Torah, we sign a lease, the lease is over, the buyer belongs to the market, so the Dina Mechitza can't tell you, well, no, you have to renew the lease to the market. But now see what's more interesting is the next part. Ulam, the Siman Shele Akrov, Siman Yiralef, in the next Siman, in the Sefer of Yeshua, which I don't have, by the way, the Sefer.
When did you live?
No, no. But before our time, for sure, because Tzitzel Eliezer brings. And you know who the Tzitzel Eliezer is?
Rav Holdenberg,
in Eretz Yisrael.
No, there's a one.
Why should I do that too?
He has a similar to Jai, but he doesn't say what we see here is that what's interesting. Yeah, I remember Moshe. I have the tshuva here from Moshe. We'll take a look in a minute. The tshuva is miben amechaber. After she maybe ma sheposach v'zeh oviv canal. After he brings the sack of his father, like we said before, that it doesn't apply. Moshe vekoyse v'zeh oleshoyin, and he writes like this: Ulan shemua shomati me'achi horaf agodu, but I heard from my brother. Shadoini Ovi Mayri Verebi Zatzal. Chozem is there. He was chozem from that psak.
What he just said before.
Yeah. He was chozem from that. V'omar and the father told his brother something that makes sense. Kidivre Ashach. This is the Shach. And we'll soon see that the Shach holds that they don't say Dina de Malchusa Dina. The Shach specifically is fire on the Ramah, where the Ramah says, if you remember last week we learned the Ramah,
right,
that the Ramah says, well, we learned a lot of Ramah, but we learned one specific Ramah, that the Ramah says that because of Dina de Malchus Adina, you're not allowed to sell a mashkin within a year. Because that's the Dina de Malchus, even though it's in Torah, you can sell it after Tevia. If you're Tevia, the Choif, and then you give him 30 days, then you can sell. The Shach is vehemently Choivet on that. It's a long Shach in Siman Ein Gimel. Amish two-page shot where he brings riyas after riyas after riyas, and he says, tell her that the Ramah would say such a thing. Then he tries to fanfare the Ramah that it's because of the Minhag HaMedina is like that, but then he says, isn't that shver? And then at the end, he's choylek on the whole din, and he holds he could sell the mashkin after 30 days without any shaylus at all. So that's the shah. That's the shah that we all bring. ויאמר למילצה לטעמה כי דיבר השח לא נאמרו רק בדוירס הראשוני שכל נימוסי המלכוס נחתכו וניקבו רק על ידי המלך ויועצו, that all the halachas of the malchus were made by the melech or the yoyetz ha-melech, his advice. Nimusi is all the halachas from the dinim ha-halachas with the malchus was done by the king. מה שאין כן בדוירס הללו, but it's different in our doyers. Shekol Medina yesh lo beis nifchorim mikol ha-medina parliament. That every, the chosun is in. That every medina has a parliament. Yeah? Right? Bekol ha-chukim nechtochim al-pi ha-nifchorim. And all laws are made by those that are elected. Ho-eile. מאתו כל מה שעושים ומסכנו לטובס המדינה הווה כקיבלו עליהם כל החוקים. Since we see all the בני המדינה ומקבל on themselves all the חוקים, יען שכל אנשי המדינה בוחרים צירים לבית הנבחורים, they all take members to the parliament. ושולחים עושים לסכן להם תקונס, and they made them their שלוחים ומסכן תקונס. טובס ומועילוס, good תקונס and תקונס that are מועילוס. Asher alkein the dvorim shememamon after who efech me diver Torah, but then even in dvorim shememamon, even it's the case from din Torah, yesh lohem hakoyach vehaoyz lezaken tikun hamedina. So then they can go ahead and be mezaken tikun hamedina, even though it's the case from din Torah. The kol ma sheoso anivchorim nechru kum sheoso hakol beatzum. It's as if they call themselves did it. Takona the shulchan shelanu kemoisa. If you doubt the they can make such a takonah. Takonah chachamim can make an isha also in cases where there is no ish, that she should be kosher leidos. Umehato, af shealpi das toraseinu hakadosha. Hadinim amaskir, the masker is right, and he can throw out the tenant. In kol zeh b'doreinu mikoach dina de malchus adina hadinim asoiche. Ve'advorim re'uyin le'mishe oimra v'di v'tam hein atan. Ansha. That's
because he withdrawn. He withdraws his previous fees.
Okay. But that's why it's a Mori Dekir Chiddush. And the from right? So he says like this, that not only do you say Dina de Machusa Dina by a democracy, right, which is in itself is a shtickle chiddush,
yeah,
but you say it even more than you were to say it by a Malchus, because in a democracy, since you elected him, the Kohol elected the Nifchorim, since Gilas HaTakon HaTakol, and that works even for Shetron Din from Din Toyer. I want to tell you one thing, there's a Din called Din Minak, Keminak HaSoichrim. That the Gemara has in many places. So whatever the minhag of the soichrim is, so even though midin toyer or certain kinyonim don't work, but if the minhag of the soichrim is that a handshake is good enough, so then midin toyer that also works. Now this a shach. I'll give you a moshu, right? So this is a shach that he says like this by the din of hashavas aveda. We'll see later on here also the shach. Simon Reish Nun Tes. So the din is that alachar yush you don't have to be meishav an aveda, right? Or gezeila, yeah, gezeila. And it was yush and shinu rishus. You bought something that's stolen, then you find out it's stolen, right? So the nigzal can go to the ganav that he should pay him, but he can't demand the object that was stolen. Yeah, the object that was stolen doesn't go back. That's the din. That's the din toyer. The din of the machusa says there are more. The Rama says, we did it in the Malchusa, you have to give it back. So that's the din in the Ma. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So the Shach says, the din in the Malchusa doesn't apply here. Again, because connected to din Torah. But he's masking to the din of the Rama that you have to give it back because it's gained takona. So the Truma Tadeshin that the Rama brings to this din doesn't mean what the Rama says, because that's the din in the Malchusa, maybe in Mevatu din Torah. That's not what it means. But it means since that was the minhag, even Ben Yisraelim, that they started giving back gezeilos after yush and shinu rishus, and everybody can make takonos. Takonos is possible to make. So it's similar to this. So once you have an elected body that makes certain laws, so he's tiny. So that's like a takona that the call is masking to. And memela, that's all mut. I can tell you like this, whether this is muskam in the achroinim, I don't think so. Yeah, it's just a very interesting story. It's good to know. The Titzeliezer certainly is master. Titzeliezer brings in another tshuva, which I don't bring here, the Loshen, but in another tshuva he's talking about Eretz Yisrael, about the Knesset, and he says whatever you say about the Knesset, you will say you like the Knesset, you don't like the Knesset, you like the people in the Knesset, you don't like the people in the Knesset. They were there, they were elected for them to make laws, the Toivas, their
constituency,
and you can say by them. Now, in the Minchas Yitzchak, we'll see later on, the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't hold, doesn't say Nishtat Tzvor, it's not Mechalek, anyhow. Between the regular Dinah Machutza Dinah, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, or that parliament should be above that. That's the only place I saw that tonight is Mechalek, that a parliamentary democracy is above the Melech in Dinah Machutza Dinah, this is it. Just an interesting.
Yeah. If the Jews didn't have the vote in there were places the Jews weren't able to vote.
Which is very possible in this place they didn't have it.
Interesting. Sure. You would think.
You mean it doesn't apply to Yidden?
You would, like then yeah. I didn't.
But we'll see about it. I think we're after I wrote this up, at least I'm a little bit on a way of understanding all the halachas. I mean, that was the only way I was able to understand it, was this morning around 5 o'clock. I started writing this. And then it started coming
especially
to me.
On a small point.
Small print?
No, that's small point.
Yeah.
That's central to your lesson. Yes. You said the Melech Yisrael didn't have the power to take people out of the land.
I didn't say it didn't have. Oh, the Melech Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, right. Melech Yisrael. Was that the Melech Yisrael we're talking about from the Torah? Or
yeah, Dovra Melech, Shlomo Melech.
Oh, if that's the case.
Because they didn't have, because Eretz Yisrael, see, that the Ran himself says it. I don't know if
no,
you don't have the sheets from Yisrael.
Then my question is,
but the Lashon Aran is specifically.
Yeah, but if that's the case, if we're dealing with the Melech Yisrael, that the government founded on Torah, that why should there be a difference?
Of what?
Why is there a Shaila Dino Malchuso under the rule of David or Melchizedek?
Well, I don't mean specifically David Melech, but if there would be a Melech Yisrael,
the din opposite from Torah,
that would be do a din in the Malchus. No, that din Malchus doesn't be opposite from Torah. Din in the Malchus could be what is a void in the Torah.
Lacun.
It's not nothing in the Torah. No rye from the Torah either way. Right? So Melech makes Kohez and makes a Takon. Right? The Melech says you got to pay taxes. The Torah says you got to pay taxes. Right? The Melech says you got to pay taxes. The Kula Al-Medina Mechusadina, you got to pay taxes. Right? State in Ran, but in Eretz Yisrael, that's not so. A Melech can't make a Takon in Eretz Yisrael, I got to pay taxes. You know, why? Because now, I mean, at least Medina the Malchus Din. Just because the Melech said so doesn't mean you have to go ahead and listen to him. Because the Ran, I mean, this is what the Ran says. Because the Loshen in the Ran, if you remember the Ran, I mean, I have the Ran here. The Ran in the Dorian. The Ran says, V'dina Malchus Adina b'mnei she'oret sheloi v'yochol loy malohem im loy tasu mitzvoisai egarish eschon min ha'oret. I'll throw you out of the land. Abo b'malchi Yisroel loy. But the Melech Yisrael, you don't say that you share Yisrael, whole Yisrael should sing God. Can't throw any Eretz Yisrael, everything. The Melech doesn't own Eretz Yisrael. There's no Musak of ownership. And Rav Herzog explains this very clear. That if he's Iran, he says the whole din of Dinah Machus is because he's the owner. Just like if you own your house, you can tell whoever comes into your house anything that you want and he has to listen to. And that could be even the rights because it's a kosher swara. So the same thing Melech can tell you. He says, my land, you want it? Live here, this is what you got to do. You don't like it. Don't like it, so leave. So that's the run. But being that the Shulchan Aruch says that the same thing is by Melech Yisrael, so obviously Shulchan Aruch is not passing like this.
It doesn't make a difference. We're talking about the Kayach from the PLO, because you can't be Magarish. It doesn't make a difference that the Messiah, the Chok HaShvut, the law.
That's not the point.
That, what's his name? Mayor Lansky was tossed out? I mean,
no, that's not the run's point.
Okay, I
the run's point is that he owns the land. It's Mikoyach ownership of land.
Because so they do throw people out.
Yeah, okay, but that's not. Yeah?
That's what we look to do.
What if Amela? Yeah, that's a big show again. But what if Amela puts a gun to your head and says, give me money?
I would most probably give him whatever money I have.
Give me your land. You give him the land, and then the Melech sells it. But then the Melech sells it. The Melech sells it.
We saw that.
We waste a lot of time with the.
Okay.
And the Melech goes ahead and sells the land to another Jew. Can you be Tavayah? Did you give you back the land?
Yeah.
The Kula only can be Tavayah.
Right.
Because that's not in Malchus.
Right.
That's just the guy's a bandit.
Right.
That the guy can throw you out, so that's not a din in Malchus. That's a Tama din, he can throw you out. Okay, let's go right. There's it like this. Nemra legabe masim, legabe harosas batin, lezorachem edino, chedoyim, midvorim, hanoyim, lamemsholo. Is that a zvorim there?
Sorry?
Is that a zayin?
Okay, let's say Zion, but Mitzvorim.
Yeah, Mitzvorim, Hanoigim, La Mimshola, or Le Takonas Bnei Amedin. That's everybody's masking, Alok and Shulchan Aruch. We learned this last week. A few things in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Haros is about the eminent domain, and then knocking down people's trees to make bridges, and then Shulchan Aruch says you can use the bridges, and all these things, you know, you can look over there for Chazara purposes. Then, right, Yesh Oimri. שדינוי מלכוס הדין הנאמר רק בדובר שהוא נוגע לממשלו לתקונס בני המדינה אבל אינו נוגע בדבורים שמדונו לחבר הוא זד עצמך בשכנור וסיף חס אני כמה מקוינוס ואני סיף חס את זה בפיירש that that's where דינוי מלכוס הדין applies period, nothing more than that right, so if the Malchus says you can't park on this street and if you do you get a parking ticket דינוי מלכוס הדין but anything that has to do with נוגע לחבר doesn't apply אבל אינו נוגע בדברים שמדון לחבר. That's the מחב. ויש אומרים שנוהג אפילו בדברים שמדון לחבר. Who's that? That's the Ramon Sifches, where he says this din of Mashk. Yeah? And everything else that's מדון לחבר, if the din Malchus is sold, so it applies, even though seemingly connected to the din Torah. ובבד, but here I put it in, שאין בזה כנגד הלוכה מפורשת אצלנו להפך, as long as it's not befeirish kenegra halochin shulchan aruch hashemishpat I'll explain v'ayin lekam the explanation will come lekam but the general rule is that it can't be kenegra any halochin the Torah hey ramosh and sifiral the zeh l'shoinu and we have to open the shulchan aruch those who have the shulchan aruch can look inside if you don't trust the loshon but that's what it says the zeh
l'shoinu
only dine momenus dine isurim there's nothing to even talk about that's loshon Din Malchusa can't tell you to pay ribbis. Din Malchusa can't tell you any of these things. That's different. Zol v'shoinim. Kol anoyse isha. This is Loshen in the Ramo. al da'at amina hu noise menino hadova bedine over the kochov. If you marry a woman, so al da'at isha hu noise, and you want to say that you go by dine kochov, the meisa yoreshes bailo chedoyim leze, so that if she dies, the baal is the yoresh. Veleika b'sul mishum ze dine de machus, and there's no such thing as dine de machus. It's Yosef in Chuvah v'Shem Chuvah Sarash. Yeah?
Isn't that the halacha? The husband is
Yosef
and the wife?
Yeah. Even in the Dinah al-Kochomim, we are going to be done that the Baila is Yorish, the Isha, not the Yorshim. Okay? And then he brings the Mar Malkum, it's Yosef, Simon Chuvah v'Shem Chuvah Sarash. So here it's Kedai to see the Shuvah of Rashba again. Now this is the Ramah. From now on it's the Bes Yosef that the Ramah is based on. Right? Am I correct that that's the Maramah from there? The Lamrin Amdina de Machusa Era Bedova Shieshbo Hanole Melech or Shehula Takonas Bnei Amedina. That's the Bes Yosef. Our Lord Shiaduno Bedina of Kochovim. And not that we're going to go ahead and use the laws of the Goy. The Im Kain Bottle called Dina Yisrael. Marig, that's still the Ramah. Okay, now I'm going to bring the Bes Yosef, on which the Ramah is based. The Zeh in the Shom. The Simon Chavo. Kosa for Rashba. She nishal alecho, she meisa bitoy. Story passed away. The Tova is chosno, and Darko is agoyim. And it's Tavea, his son-in-law, and Darko is agoyim. She yatsiru akola nidunyim. They should give him back all the money. Even though by din Yisrael the Baal is Yoyosh, his wife, since everybody knows that we go by the dinim of the Goyim, so whoever got married, so he's right, assuming that he's married according to the law of the Medina, yeah? Kemo she'omru gam l'di Arabia isha goy purna mehen. Like it says similar in the Ksubas, the Gemara says that the Gemalim of Arabia, I guess they were very expensive Gemalim, so Aisha can collect the Ksuba from that because that was the Minik. Okay. Lefi Isha Samechas Aleim, because she has a Smichus Das on that. That's what they asked the Rashba. The Heishiv and the Rashba answers, called Dovashim and Momon, Tnoi Kayim. Any Dovashim and Momon, the Tnai is Kayim. That's true. As you can make a Tnai in Momon, even if it's not normally the way the Torah wants it to be. Ube'emes Ombru, Shemasnin Bekinyan Ze. And the Yerushalmi Taka says you can make a tnai like that. Avalin Hoikain, we may be Humishpat Agoyim. But to be noik like that, just because the Goyim made such a law, Be'emes nearly the author. But that's also to do. Now it doesn't say that you don't do it, it says it's also to do. Nifishihu Mechakes Agoyim. So it's being Mechaki making the Goyim. And he brings the interesting thing. So the Rashba is saying that this Issa, that to go to our Kois, applies to this also. That to go ahead and say, because in the Goyish law, a man yashins his wife, in the Goyish law, a man doesn't yashin his wife. That we're going to do that also, then that's takios. Either Gemara says in Ksus, you can make any tnai you want. And it's not is Kayim, even though it's not the way it would be without the Tnai of Dina Torah, then that's good. That's good if you make such a Tnai. Mm. But to go ahead and say that because the Goyim said so, there's an automatic Tnai, he also does also. The Alpha Fisher Shneim Roitzim Bekach. And you know, both of them want to. Both the Baal and the Isha, they both are accepting this law, and they want to do that law. And it's a Dovah Shevim Omen, in which case you're allowed to make a Tnai. Because the Torah does not let the people that have the Nachla of the Torah, that they should be Meyaka, the Chukah of the Goyim, and the Dinim. Veloy afilu lamod lifneim the din, and not even to stand in front of the courts for din. Afilu bedavah shebedinem kedin Yisrael. Even if the din will be exactly like din Yisrael, there may be rayel as there. Migmale de Arabia from the Gemalim of Arabia, toye. The ksuba minadin hoyaldikus mimetaltili, because ksuba minadin you should take from metaltili.
Deminei. They're metaklin from his metalkin. They're filo meglima. They're kaspoya. And even from the glima, like kaspoya. So it's shaitan.
Sure, on his back.
Elo. Somu rabbonon. Shein smicha to isha leim. But the rabbonon evaluated that the isha did not marry him, thinking, well, by the way, if he divorces me, I'm going to take his shirt. Mishun shekviyosel is mami ruba. It takes a long time. Ubi Arabia, she called this game begmalim. But in Arabia, with all this talking, with that's what they did. They all sold the camels. Smichos aleihem. So the smichos is on there. Avalim u'mizeh leif v'darkei agoyim mishpateim chas v'sholom le'am kodosh linoy koch. Chas v'sholom for the holy people to be noyed like that. V'kol shekein imato yosifu l'achtoy lakor nachlo hatsoy mechal nishanis tnei harot kono harot v'sazeh. Whoever is soymech on this, to lean on this corner that's very weak, v'oyse eile mapil choymas ha-toyra, v'oyke shoyesh v'onaf ha-toyra miyodo tevakesh, the Torah is going to be mevakesh from him, v'oymer ani, shekol ha-soymech v'ase loymer, shemuta mishundinen demachus ha-toyra v'gazlon hu, v'afilu gzeila yoshiv rosha, mikre, even if he returns the gzeila, he's still a rosha, kedeisa v'perek ha-koynis, v'v'chlal oyke kol dine ha-toyra ha-shleima, and he's v'chlal oyke all dine ha-toyra. So what do we need the Mishnayos and what do we need the Gemara? Even though it's Bnei and Dine Argoyim, let them all go learn the Dine of the Goyim. It's very stark Chulas HaRashba about Dine de Machusa Dine, and that's what the Ramo is based on. This Ramah that he says that about Yashin the Isha is based on the Chuvah of Rashi. Now we had the famous question, but what do you do with the Ramah before? Right? That the Ramah says before,
okay,
that you do say Dina Machusadina and Borin Shemedon Lechaveiro, Kegoin Mashkin that Al Pidin Torah, the Mashkin goes after 30 days and Al Pidin Machus is a year, says you got to wait a minimum of a year. Right? So basically, that's the Shach's Kash. How can the Ramah bring a din based on this Rashba and at the same time say this din of the Mashma?
Oh. If you're waiting a year, you're also waiting 30 days.
If you
do less than 30 days.
Oh, so we say that on our own. That's really not okay from the Torah, because the Torah wants a minimum of 30 days. And here you're waiting a year. Right? But the Shach doesn't say this there. I didn't see anybody else that says that there is either.
The other thing is, there's also not okay from the Torah to say that, because you want to make a Tanai and you work.
Yeah, so. But the only thing is that the Rash, that's what the Shach points out, and everything you can make a Tanai.
Right.
So the Rash says, if you made a Tanai, it's Mitoch Mishum Minek, I was in Minek HaMedina, then that's fine. But to go ahead and say that because the law is such, without you making a Tanai, without you making me, that's what the Rashba is saying.
If you did that, by the way, then all your Torah learning would really be lishmum.
You did what?
Use the civil law and everything.
Yeah, why?
This is what he's talking against. He said, what happens to the Mishnayos? What happens to this?
You mean there will be no purpose in
that? Then the learning is really lishmum.
Well, I have to differ with you, because the definition of lishmum is wrong. Torah lishmum doesn't mean that you're learning only because it's a... because you're learning. I mean, that's the same as Abinader, but you don't know Abinader.
You learn the Torah tomorrow.
Huh? You don't know what Abinader is in Eglis.
Yeah, somebody
that Abinader brings it.
It's like learning
the
Torah tomorrow. It's not going to happen, but you're learning.
Okay. But the Eglis Tal says like this, Eglis Tal in the Herzoma. Abinader wrote a paper, Eglis Tal in the Melochus, on the Lama Tess Melochus. He wrote it when he was 17 years old. So in the Herzoma, he says that the people that say the Torah Lishmo means that you learn English, shame learning. But not because it's Gishmak. You learn because it's geshmak to learn. I knew a yid that used to learn on Shabbos smoking a cigar, and the tell me also from the Rafa used to learn with it, not on Shabbos, but he was a very bright guy and he liked to learn. So the Avnei Nesim says such a guy is learning that zichus shelo lishmo. He says that's not true. Learning lishmo is you learning because it's geshmak. That in itself is the learning lishmo. But we know we passing Gedoy the Torah should be really the Maiser. I mean, if the Torah can be maybe really the Maiser, so then that's not Torah. That's Tamba. Right, it could be Geshmak, but it has to be maybe really the Maiser. If it's not maybe really the Maiser, That's not just on the Tolus on the Chofetz Chaim, that he said that he never learned anything, that he didn't learn the halacha. Whatever sugya he learned the halacha. He says, because the Torah Torah should reveal the Maisa. If you're not bringing it up with the Maisa, so then you're not, that's not really the Ika purpose of
the Torah. Obviously,
well, everything, whatever he did. Whatever he. Okay, let's go a little bit. Some of the stuff is going to be self-explained a little bit. We didn't finish it all.
So how are you going to resolve the Ramah against the Ramah?
Huh? How are we going to resolve the Ramah? Let's see what it says.
Sadekai and Gimel.
Yeah. Right. The din sheben Yisrael le'akum hochim achadin le'machut adina afilu neged din toyer. Okay? I'm going to sue Microsoft.
Oh yeah, why? You didn't get on the same page?
Didn't get on the same page. Microsoft Word. Okay. Who wants to take the case? Huh?
I had
to
for the last time.
Oh, I've got to. It happens. So when you pay a lot of money for a program. Because the Dinner of Machusa says that you can't steal the program, you know. Okay.
End of the minute again.
So they've got involved. Came Mashma Gemara by Batan and Dalit on the base. If you remember that Gemara and Dalit on the base, Shinamelech Omar. That's not Microsoft's fault.
Spell check.
They do.
Did spell check don't work in
there? No, it wouldn't work.
Ema, it's not a smart spell check. Shinamelech Omar, Sheloyiknu Karka, Elo Vishtar. That if the Melech says that you shouldn't be coin a Karka unless. Yuta Shtar, I remember that Gemara. So the Gemara there, everybody remembers the Gemara? I mean, some people weren't even here. But the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Reuben bought a piece of land from a Goy, yeah? And the Goy didn't give him the Shtar, right? So Reuben is not Koine, because he needed a Shtar to be Koine, but the Goy is no longer the owner of the land, because Midin Toira, once he gets the Kesef, the land is not his. So the land is like Hefka, that's what the Gemara says. Come Shimon, grabs the land. So the land becomes Shimon, and so Machloek is Rishonim, where Shimon has to pay Reuben for the money. Rashbam says that in Paschim, he do have to pay the money. Now, and I go straight to Shulchan Aruch, the Reuben, Shimon, will have to pay Reuben the money. Then, the Gemara says, Vayte, but now that the din of the Machusa is that a Goy cannot be Matne without a Shtar, so then, Shimon has to give back the land to Reuben because then it wasn't Hefka.
Right,
land was not Hefka since there was no Shtar. So you see here, Klor, that Dina Mechus Adina applies when it has not to do with the Medina. So there, and remember we had some Rishonim that wanted to fa'emfer that the reason for that is because the Melech gets something out of the fact, which says maybe like this, a kind of tax, or a recording tax, some kind of tax of Melech, it's not get the Melech. And that's what you say, Dina Mechus Adina, right? But the halacha, I believe anyhow, which again, this is all Havininus. The Chenlik, let's see, right, the footnote. The Chenlik Abedin Machus, Shecheskas Karko is Aboim Shana, or the same Gemara, the Vaite, that a Chazok of a Kark is Aboim Shana, rather than needed by Din Toyer of Gimel Shonim. So, there's another Teretz that's not because it's Nageya the Melech, but because it's Nageya Goyim. Mm. And in the din between a yid and a goy, then din and machus applies rather than din toira. V'chein hu b'shafti menayin gim asosiv lametes v'zeu l'shoinoi. Gabe malko omar lo likni ela v'yagarto. V'afo gab te hosom v'dineinu koine v'chazoka. Sh'ani hosom kino de hakarto shushelakum. Os dino bosa dinakum. V'amina name de Yisrael horishon adinakum soma. And even though they're already talking about two yidin, but since it came because of a goy, so since it's a goy mixed into this type of transaction, so then in such a case, you would zicha say, Dina de Machusa, Dina. Yeah? Now we'll see when we learn the halachos are going to our goys, that it does say in Shulchan Aruch that you should attempt to bring a goy to Bezdin too. But mistame, what that means is that that's just you have to try, but not that. Now the shaila is not that Bezdin has to pass in a plea din Torah with the goy. It could be the Bezdin who has to pass. Again, all this dina de Malchusa dina here is not nogeya what happens in court. It's nogeya what happens in Bezdin when it's a halacha or a transaction that happened to be in Al Yidei Dina de Machusadina. Now, if you remember that he also, Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, right? In that Igros Moshe, he talks about the bankruptcy. Yeah?
Here.
So he says also, you remember in the middle, he puts in a lotion that if you're talking about a corporation that sells shares, so there could be that goyim involved, which hints to the fact that Rav Moshe also holds that when it comes to Benogeya goyim, then Zichr the Din of the Malchusot would apply. I should make a note here to put this into the footnotes. Okay. All right. Bye. Okay. יש אומרים שבמקום שדין המלכוס שהמינכו שהלוי על המשכן לא יוכל למוכר בפוחס משונה דונין קיין גם בישראל שהלוי לחבר על המשכן תזלינו בזה אחר המינכו. So we say the same thing by Dinim, and who is that? That's Unser Ramo, and the Ramo is in two places. We didn't learn Simon Ayin Gimel, see if you tell it, but there it's also, and the Sma passings like that also. So the Ramo and the Sma holds like that. ויש אומרים שלא דנינם בזה אך הדינה למחוס הדינה כימה שהוא כנגד דין התויר שח סיף קוטן נפה בריך שבדינינו צורך להמתין מלי כל המשכר עד 30 יוין אחר הצבי and that's a שוכן אורך over there. Now I'll tell you something interesting. There's an encyclopedia Talmudis on דינה למחוס הדינה, by the way, if you want to look. I mean, you know, it's already way past out. On the Dina Mechus Adina there is. I looked in there. So, he doesn't bring the Ramah at all. He brings the Dina Mashkin, one line. That Afapi the Dina Mechus Adina is that the Mashkin stays. I mean, Afapi the Dina Mechus Adina is that the Mashkin has to remain for a year. Right? He goes back after 30 days after the Tviya. And we don't go on this by Dina Mechus Adina. Maramakom Shaf Simon Ein Gimel, and that's it. I think it's Islamitess. It doesn't bring the Ramo at all, which is a little bit of a pellet, because not only Ramo, it's also Sma. So whoever
did that
wrote the Sagafir Talmud, I don't know who wrote that shtickle, could be many people, and whoever edited would have seven of those days, because it's one of the earlier volumes. I guess either them don't push it like the Shach, which seems from that Shuvah that we had before it. So we had the brings. They also named Zandol Poshet like the Shach, and we'll see that the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan White named them also Poshet like the Shach.
The first,
I mean, before he says this thing about the Parliament, right. But forgetting about that Parliament part, he named on Poshet like the Shach. Now, it's a sefer called Pitzchei Choshen. I don't know if you ever hear of sefer Pitzchei Choshen. It's familiar at itself. It's like an encyclopedic sefer on Choshe Mishpat. It's not yet on the whole Shulchan Aruch. He has 8 volumes. His name is Rav Bloy, a Yerushalmi Yid, who started his career as a banker. And the first sefer that he wrote is the famous sefer Chovas Ador on Hilchus Mezuzah and Neiros Chanukah. Small little sefer became a classic. That's the first sefer he wrote. Then he wrote a sefer called Bris Yehuda. You ever heard of Bris Yehuda? And Hilchus Ribbis. So here are Sefer Bris Yehuda, big fat Sefer, and Hilchos Ribbis. It's fat, it's halachos on top, on the bottom is the Mekoyros, small tiny print, big fat Sefer, very thin paper. There's a lot of writing there. Then he wrote the Pitzchei Choshen, 8 volumes so far. But every few months, you go to the store, there's another Pitzchei Choshen. He just writes and writes and writes, and it's a pellet. So he also names on there, like the Shach.
But he doesn't mention the Ramah.
Oh, yeah, sure. He mentions the Ramo, but he doesn't. The Ramo he mentions on the bottom. On the top, he just names on also. Like the Shach. And anyhow, he's no longer a banker. Diane White asked him from being a banker and told him, listen, he'd like you to go on being a banker. We need you another things. And he made him a member of the Badat. But then the Badat and Belz, the Machoikis. And he's a Belz, so he went to the Belz. So that's what he does now. Okay. Weiter.
How does it work? Alphabetically? How does it work?
No. He goes, it doesn't go alphabetically and it doesn't go by simon. So it's not very easy, but he has maftechus. He goes by halachas. No, no, it's easy. You have a Seder Sefer?
I think I throw it on the shelf and look more. Because in a Seder,
the Chosh Mishnah?
No. Hilchos Geneva Vaveh, there's one, Hilchos Onor, is on